In Portugal, we have the Judicial Training College, which is the training college for judges and prosecutors. This means to say that at the Judicial Training College, both judges and prosecutors are given basic training. Then they will also receive ongoing training in various areas, including the area of human rights protection. Now, when it comes to the annual training program, human rights training addresses all UN instruments and Council of Europe instruments, obviously including the UN Convention on the Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. When it comes to the criminal police, which comes under the auspices of the Ministry of Justice, we have a training college for them, which provides compulsory ongoing training for these police officers. That ongoing training program covers various subject areas, including human rights, and as was mentioned with regard to members of the judiciary, this encompasses all relevant international instruments, namely the UN Convention on Protection of All Persons from Enforced Disappearance. Just allow me to make one comment on the training for civil servants. The Ministry of Justice has also provided training to civil servants on human rights. In this particular case, the training was also given to civil servants working in the Ministry of Justice in other Portuguese-speaking countries. This training covered human rights and this convention. It was a training workshop which was organised in our Directorate General on this particular issue. Thank you.
Em complemento à intervenção do.
I would now like to add to the answer already provided by my colleague from the Ministry of Justice. I would like to clarify from the Ministry of Justice.